Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Did the bath salts, or not bath salts, the smelling salts, is that when everything went bad? Is that, did we
start it all?
Was it bad juju? Do we need to sage the studio? Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about, I trying to finally put the final touches on CJ Gardner-Johnson thing, because at some point, like, this team, they say they're moving on to the Titans. We probably need to move on just generally. But the way the conversations that were had were just kind of odd. Like, again, someone said on the text line, and again, 713-572-4610. First of all, come on, guys. You truly think the players were going to say, yes, he needed to go? No. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm saying. But there was.
But they could say something else.
The thing is, you've seen players be very generic when it comes to stuff like that.
Yes,
saying, hey,
saying,
that was the team decision and wish them the best and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that didn't seem generic the way they put it.
Yeah, it was like, I thought that there's still room for you to acknowledge and still say, hey, you know, no hard feelings to that. But, you know, obviously it is what it is. We're moving on, what have you. It didn't feel quite like that. I thought that there was still room between acknowledging that there might have been something happening there and just completely being, it's almost seeming like, yeah, no, they made that decision, and then we're just rocking with whatever they do.
It really seemed like two friends that got into it, and the person that's in the middle is like, man, you know, I'm cool with everybody at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, you know, I ain't got an issue with them or anything. So that's what it kind of came across.
Mm-hmm. And we might be wise citizens on YouTube. We might be reading too much into it. It felt odd in that way. I will say, though, and we'll circle back around to CJ and this offense, which, again, has been obscured by all these conversations. The offense is still something that needs to progress in a large way if you want to win against the Tennessee Titans or anything else going further. So we'll get into that. But CJ also just sounded more human than he has recently.
You texted that.
In his press conference availability. And we'll get to that later, because that one hit me in a particular way. Something that felt very inhuman for me last night was watching the Astros. Like, it drained the life out of me, Lopez. Like, it very much did hit me that, okay, this thing is a wrap. Was that also how you felt watching the Astros lose 6-0 last night?
Well, they were checked out. You know, it's the worst thing you can say about an athlete or a team. They quit. That looked like a team that quit. That looked like a team that was lifeless and checked out.
They kind of playing like a team. They kind of playing like the Rockies at this point, where they know it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Probably got the, as you like to say, Lopez, the clubs in the trunk.
Yeah,
ready for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dog, y'all one game out of the wild card.
There was nothing about that game, Reggie, that looked like this was a team.
No
that was
urgency,
engaged,
no.
Urgency. Yeah, you know, fighting, passionate. They were lifeless.
And that one felt like a game where this should have been probably your best shot.
Probably.
Right, you got Hunter Brown on the mound.
Dude, Luis Severino?
Yeah, Luis Severino is not a good pitcher.
The worst pitcher in baseball.
Coming in with
right
a
now,
terrible ERA, and you didn't put up, not run the first against them. I mean, one of the things that keeps sticking with me, and it isn't the biggest thing, but it's the thing that keeps sticking with me, is just I see Jesus Sanchez.
Yeah.
I had him in my dreams legitimately last night, because I'm seeing him look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going back and looking at, like, Marlins fans, and they're like, I promise he was a good player earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that, because he was a good player earlier this year. And I'm seeing him in, you know, damn near, what, game 158? 157. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he looks like a bad baseball player. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking about, you know, terrible at the plate, making just little league
type
errors in the outfield. I'm like, this whole team has brought the level of play down for guys that we, I mean, even just outside of the ecosystem of the Astros, we've seen him be a good player this year. You acquired him, and that was a big old L at this point from the acquisition standpoint. And that's what it feels like. That's a small microcosm of just the way that the season has gone. The overachieving that they were able to do at times when they were, you know, making a little bit of something out of nothing, that is far from here. And I think that for me is why I join you in the, I don't think I want to see them play in the postseason, because where do they find the additional level of play?
I mean, maybe they can flip a switch, but we've said that a few times already this year. And by the way, we didn't even mention official as of last night. They're not going to win the division. The Seattle Mariners clinched it. It hurt to see and hear. Do you have it, Figgy?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here comes the 1-2. Ball game! The Mariners win! Seattle, you've waited long enough. It's time to party like it's 2001.
You could have waited longer.
The Mariners are the 2025 American League West champions.
That doesn't even sound right.
That doesn't even sound right. But this is why
I didn't realize it was since 2001. Like, they literally had to go back
to... Let's look up the lineup.
A historic season.
Look at their lineup from 2001.
Well, I know Ichiro Suzuki was on that team. I think he was a rookie. An MLB rookie. That's how long it was. That's how long ago it was. But here's the reason I wanted...
Was Randy Johnson on that team?
Probably.
Mark McLemore was on that team.
Yeah, 2001.
Edgar Martinez, obviously. David Bell, Al Martin, Mike Cameron on that
Mike
team.
Mike Cameron.
Yeah.
Pitching-wise, you
had... Pat Borders pitched against guys like, you know, Rusty Staub and stuff like that.
You had an age 38 Jamie Moyer who was still 10 years from retirement.
Yeah.
Damn. Not playing. But, no, yeah, that's forever ago and literally, you know, a historic team. You're going dating back that. But, yeah, man, this...
But the reason I wanted I wanted to share that and it hurt so much is because I wanted to, you know, you always talk about juxtaposing this with that. Okay, juxtapose what you saw in the Astros last night with what you saw in the Mariners. Well, it was very familiar looking. It just wasn't Astros uniforms. It was Mariners uniforms.
Well, the first thing is that they hit the crap out of the baseball. I mean, you had Cal Raleigh hit home run number 60. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time I saw a home run from the Astros. Like, I legitimately am trying to think back. What was it? Mm-hmm. Of course, joking-wise, but still, like, you have not seen the frequency with which the Mariners hit home runs. That used to be the Astros. Like, there used to be genuine fear that you would send, that balls would be crushed.
Yeah.
Now you're like, they might hit a single.
But the energy, the excitement, the clutchness of it all. You know, Cal Raleigh, but the whole lineup, the pitching. I mean, they went back to back, the Mariners, with just nails on the mound. And I'm looking at the Astros and I'm like, what the hell happened, man? How are we here so quickly? We knew there was, we talked about it in spring training. You know, that this might be a team, you know, sort of taking a step back. Dude, it's over. This is an aging team with no real pitching that you can rely on. Fromber's gone. Luis Garcia's gone another year. We'll get to that, of course.
To be honest, that didn't help either, right? Because I imagine once the realization sets in, if it does set in for you, that this is over. As with any sport, right, like hope springs eternal, because once one season is over, there's another one coming, and you go, all right, so what do you do to get ready for the next one? And there's some tough questions that the Astros have to ask themselves. And there's some questions that I don't see easy answers to, right? Because
with the manager.
Manager is a question.
Yeah.
Manager is absolutely one that you have to ask about. And then I know when you talk about coaching staff, there's, you know, people have been talking about batting coach for a
medical
long time.
Medical staff.
Medical staff is
training
one of, actually,
staff.
That is one B, one C.
Yeah.
That has to be addressed because that's not just a this season thing. Mm-hmm. That's the last few seasons, and it has hampered you, right? Like, are you in the wild card if you handle at least one or two injuries different?
Oh, for sure.
You're not in the wild card. You don't even have to see the Tigers in that
situation.
How
about you don't start the season with an injured Yordan? Let him get healthy first before you trot him out there for however many games it was, and he just aggravates the injury. You can talk about the manager, the athletic and training staff, the medical staff, the general manager, for goodness sakes. Remember during spring training? During spring training, before they played one game, we were saying, boy, they really need to add some pitching. They really need to add some pitching. Didn't add pitching.
Do you trust them to rebuild?
That's what I'm saying. Tough questions.
Okay.
You know, Dana.
These are questions that we'll have to be asking ourselves relatively soon, I imagine.
Obviously, Luis Garcia's gone. Fromber's gone. Lance McCullers. How are you feeling about Lance McCullers?
Which I think I need to stop feeling about Lance McCullers is honestly the answer here.
I mean, it's what are you going to do with, at third base, with Altuve? You know, all this thing about he's going to play some left field, that went out the window, and he's doing a lot of DH and second base and everything else. Altuve's going to be, what, 38? There's a lot of stuff happening, and it came at you fast.
Yeah, it sure did. But I think the big thing for me, and honestly, this is a question that was asked of Ocho, or asked by Ocho rather, on the text line that I'm going to turn to you, Lopez. Are we sure the Astros quit, or are they just this bad? And the question I ask you is, which is worse? Which is better?
You know they were not a great team at the end of the year, but the last two games, I mean it's clear. You know they're just out. You know, it's both, basically, is the answer.
Which is probably the worst of all of it. And I don't even know if I can be too mad at them when all things considered, because they've had to struggle through a lot. But it does. You know what? Actually, that's BS. I can be mad at them because you had the opportunity. You still had a lead in the AL West as recently as, what, a week or two ago?
Yeah.
You still had a lead. You still had a path even once you gave up that lead. Mm-hmm. And you just needed to give me a little something. And, I mean, you have.
And now in four games, they have to be two games better than the Tigers. Which is not a huge ask
but
at this point.
They're in a free fall, and you still aren't sure about that.
Yeah,
that's the crazy part of it. And that's why I think this is over. Like, all things considered, we'll see what continually happens with the Astros. It's Framber Valdez on the mound today. Does that give you any confidence? You're in the loop here on Sports Radio.
I just want to see how he go out.
It's his last game as an Astro, potentially.
Yeah, I just wanted to see. Is he trying to?
That's cute.
Is he trying to make a good game and maybe get a bigger contract, a little money? Or
if he goes full rogue and just starts bleeping everybody and.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, what if he goes full rogue and gives you like seven stellar innings?
Like he knows he's out.
Seven innings, 12 strikeouts.
He points at the dugout at Joe Spada. You don't know what the hell you're doing. He points at the outfielders, tells them to move over.
And then he doesn't walk into the dugout. He just climbs into the stands and walks out of the building.
Yeah.
Throws a pitch at the catcher's face mask.
Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 from the 281. Man, quit whining. They gave you almost a decade of some of the best baseball we've ever seen. Everything comes to an end. All right.
Funny you should ask.
I hear you there. So let's go to our question of the day next. If the run is indeed over, what memory is going to stick with you forever from this run? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.